Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. Are you able to verify your first and last name and mailing address?
My first name is Susana Larrea, L-A-R-R-E-A.
Thank you. And your mailing address?
1047. My mail address or my email?
No, ma'am, your mail address.
1047 Sip Avenue, Medford, New York, 11763.
Thank you. I see here that you were charged for a sweepstakes offer, and you said that you never signed up for that.
Never, honey. And I'm just checking my account because it was something happened with my other city card number, and they canceled. And this is the new one, so I would have never made that purchase. Number one, because I'm not working. Okay, I'm sick and I'm not working. And this is my new card, okay? So we changed my Citibank card because somebody did something on my card like a couple months ago. So there's no way I called for this.
Okay, I understand. And could anyone in your household that you know of sign up for this in your name?
No. I'm the only one that owns that card.
Okay. So with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account so they're able to see what device was used to place their order online, and then they'll be able to locate the location of where the order took place. As of now, I did go ahead and cancel and refund this account for you. Refund
Please.
Takes up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so today is what day, honey? Help me with that. Today is 8/20.
The 22nd.
26. Thank you.
22nd.
Oh, 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, 22nd. Okay, so you're gonna cancel this, and it's gonna be 3 to 4 days?
Right. 3 to 5 business days.
Do you want me to call my Citibank and tell them what happened, or this will be okay? Just this.
Right. You're just waiting on the refund as of now.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.